This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن وكذلك أبو داود والحاكم في المستدرك عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the hadith tonight is collection of Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawood and also Imam Hakim and has a reasonable chain narration raised to us by Abu Dhar al-Ghifari and the theme of dealing with tribulation or difficulties or fitna specifically. We're using the term fitna because I think it's a meaningful term that has a lot of context within our Islamic faith historically and religiously in general. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would talk about, he would prophesize. He would talk about things that were going to happen in the future. Sometimes he would talk about them in a very specific manner, specific context, and sometimes he would talk about them very generically. And sometimes he would just talk about difficulties that were going to come to people in a collective manner or individual. And regardless of whatever he talked about, alayhi salatu wasalam, within those, you know, these four options, he always gave specific pieces of advice that, to a certain degree, fell under this three or four categories, meaning I'm trying to establish for you that he taught the same things, alayhi salatu wasalam, to everyone. There's a number of choices that if you make when these type of situations, then you always end up being able to navigate these type of difficulties. So in this hadith, it's a very famous one. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say, قَالْ مَنْ فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةَ شِبْرًا فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنُقِهِ. And in a similar hadith in collection of Imam Ahmad, Sayyidina Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, says that he heard his father Umar ibn Khattab stand on the minbar one day and give a sermon and say, أَلَا إِنِّي أُحَدِّثُكُمْ بِمَا حَدَّثَنَا بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. So I'm going to give you a sermon that the Prophet عليه الصلاة once gave. And there's a couple of points. Within it he would say, مَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ بُحْبُوحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزَمِ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Those of you who want the widest part of Jannah, may they stay with the Jama'ah. The initial hadith that I narrated, the Prophet عليه الصلاة would say, the one who decides to deviate away from the Jama'ah. And the word Jama'ah means, because we're an ummah, we're a nation, and a nation spreads across not just a space, but also across time as well. So the word ummah is a much more powerful word, and it's not specific to a space or place, nor specific to a time either. But within your time and your space, to you, the ummah is your jama'ah, meaning the miniature example of the ummah to you, or to me, is the jama'ah of the Muslimin within this city. And then if I expand on that, it's the jama'ah of the Muslimin within the province or within the country or within the continent or it keeps on getting bigger. But for you and I, the example is this community that you're a part of within this city. That's the jama'ah. And the Prophet alayhi salam says, مَنْ فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةَ شِبْرًا. If you deviate or you break off from their jama'ah, even a shibr is just a small, a hand's length from where... فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنُقِهِ. And the scholars in the past and in the present continue to discuss what is رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ actually mean, because it's a very difficult word to define. But generally speaking, what he meant alayhi salatu wasalam, what you can just get from the context, is that it's as if you are getting rid of the identity of Islam. You're removing from your neck the identification of being Muslim. The covenant of being Muslim, you're throwing it away the moment you decide to deviate and go do your own thing. And he talks about this alayhi salatu wasalam a lot. And there's a lot of hadith that I can just basically just one after the other where he points out the same thing. What we learn from it is that, or the piece that I think is really important for us, is that we sometimes live it's an illusion or a delusion that we have an option as Muslims to break off from our communities. When you don't have that option. It doesn't exist. Now you may sell yourself that it does, to feel better, to give yourself a way out if you're being pressured or you're not happy, but you don't. As a Muslim, you're a part of a jama'ah, you're a part of a nation, you're a part of a community. And that community is what you've got. And you're going to work with them. And you're going to figure out where you fit with them. And you're going to figure out what role you're going to carry within their ranks. And that's just how it is. The idea of a Muslim kind of floating solo in the world, when there is a Jama'at al-Muslimin, when there are groups and Muslims or communities and societies, does not exist. The time that you will float solo is when there's no community anymore. Muslims don't exist as a community, there's no such thing. Then maybe you can float alone. So lo and the Prophet ﷺ talked about that ﷺ as well. The time will come where you are looking around and there's no one. And I'm sure people have lived in cities where there are no Muslims and they had to kind of just look inwards for solutions. But when you're part of a society, a community, as Muslims, we don't, the way to deal with these difficulties, the way to deal with the fitna of the world is to stay a tight-knit community. Stay close to the Jama'ah, for better or for worse. For better or for worse, this is your group. And you work with them, and you figure things out with that group. And I find that we're too quick as individuals to give up on our Jama'ah, on our communities, on our societies, on our ummah. We're too quick. We get tired too quickly. We get burnt out too quickly. Yeah? We get disappointed or frustrated with our groups too quickly. And then we walk away as if, yani, that's an option. As if I have the option to say, yeah, I'm done working with whom? Explain. Sorry. You're done working with whom? If you move from one mess, if you don't want to work in this mess, you just move to another one. There's no such thing, well, I don't want to deal with this community anymore. What are you talking about? Then, what, you've left Islam? No, I'm still Muslim. It doesn't work that way. that option, the point that I'm trying to make is it doesn't exist that way. You're a part of the community. Maybe you don't work in this masjid because you don't like the imam there or the, you know, whatever, and you go to another one. It's fine. It's totally, but you're still a part of the community. You still have to participate and contribute. And I think he made a very heavy point. He used a very heavy word here. خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنُقِهِ. It's like you're wearing an identification thing. It's like a scarf, and you're throwing it away. You don't want to be Muslim. It's a very heavy, heavy term that he used there, alayhi salatu wasalam, worthy of contemplation. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من فارق الجماعة شبرا فخلع ربقة الإسلام من عنقه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا.